I feel most comfortable and proficient in guiding my children's spiritual growth when I remember that I was once them, I was once like them. And that helps me to empathize and to see through their eyes. I look to the traditional ways of Native elders, of my elders and the elders of other traditions, as their ways stood the test of time and change. And I also rely strongly upon example, both mine and others, as I believe very clearly that values and perspectives speak most clearly to the heart when they are seen and experienced rather than heard about. My questions often involve finding the essential, timeless spiritual dilemmas that usually lie at the core of the moral and character issues that our children face in this day. The written word, along with access to elders and ancestral memories, are what I see that I can rely upon for answers.